Now, prior to the summit taking place, I attended at the European Commission's Charlemont building the plenary session of the European Economic and Social Committee, the EU body which represents trade unions, employers and other civil society organisations. Present at this session was EU Commission Vice President for Jobs, Growth, Investment and Competitiveness, Jyrki Katainen. He was there for a debate concerning Jean-Claude Juncker's investment plan for Europe, which centres on creating a new European Fund for Strategic Investment, also known as the EFSI, which it is hoped will raise up to €315 billion euro by the year 2017. These ESFI funds will serve as a credit protection for a range of new activities to be carried out by the European Investment Bank, such as financing high-risk projects, loans and equity financing in areas such as the digital economy, energy and transport, as well as providing finance for small and medium-sized enterprises. At the press conference after the debate, where various issues were discussed concerning the ESFI, I had the chance to raise an issue of increasing importance in the EU, that of youth unemployment, and how EFSI funds could help young graduates and entrepreneurs start up their own enterprises. Here is Commissioner Jyrki Katainen.
Biggest thing is that the youth unemployment correlates very much with the economic growth. And as our growth is very sluggish at the moment, even though this is the first year when all the EU countries will grow, but nevertheless, it's sluggish. In this kind of situation, the young people are the most vulnerable because they cannot enter job market, they cannot get the first. So that's why investment plan is so important, because it tries to kickstart growth. This will not change everything, it's realistic to say, but it will help member states when they are doing reforms in order to improve competitiveness. Maybe one specific issue from the future point of view. If we manage to create better single market in digital products and services, it could give more opportunities, especially for young entrepreneurs. I have met several of them in different countries during my roadshow. Those startup entrepreneurs, they have very good spirit. I can sense the energy, and I energize myself when looking at them. And they are saying very much that it's very difficult to operate in Europe because of diverse regulation. So that's why we need to harmonize the single market in this area, and it may have some positive impact.
Also addressing my question was EESC President Henri Malus, who added how access to finance for young entrepreneurs is the critical key to success for their projects.
I just want to say that you know, you create employment if your growth is more than 2%. As the Vice President, I run my roadshows and my election 2 years ago, visiting all countries and meeting young entrepreneurs, and we had even seminar on young entrepreneurs here. And we see that there is a big hope and big need, but access to finance for them, it's still very difficult. If you're not born in a rich family, if you don't have rich cousins, if you don't have some networks, and that's the majority of young people specifically, who don't have a job, they don't have access to a private banking sector. And there are not specific cooperative banks, seed fund, crowd fund, business angels. And for me, this should be the most important hope and beneficiary to help young people. I visited last week co-working place where I met 20 young entrepreneurs. They all need some money to start up their business, mainly in digital sectors. But the access to these new financial facilities is the key, is what we discussed in our plenary. Is this still in the hands of a big traditional national bank, which won't have any result as the previous plan 2012, because there was such a plan 2012. There has no results because the question of access is, if it was our message to the Vice President to say, the question of access, direct access from the local authority, local bank, small association, if there is no access, there will be no real implementation of the plan. This was our message to the Vice President.
And that was Henri Malus, President of the European Economic and Social Committee, and Commission Vice President for Jobs, Growth, Investment and Competitiveness, Jyrki Katainen, at the EESC plenary in Brussels.